NBC Monitor News, brought to you by State Farm Life. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now, here is Lee McCarthy.
Henry Kissinger met with South Vietnam's President Thieu twice today in an effort to win his support for Vietnam peace settlement. Kissinger met with Thieu in the morning, then flew to Phnom Penh, Cambodia to confer with Premier Lan Nha, then returned to Saigon for another session with Thieu. That was the fifth meeting between Kissinger and Thieu in 4 days, and it's now expected that the presidential advisor will remain in Southeast Asia at least one more day before returning to Washington. The maneuvering and negotiating in Indochina have fed speculation that a peace settlement is near, and that was enhanced by Premier Pham Van Dong of North Vietnam, who has said that the private talks are moving toward a ceasefire. In Paris, Premier Savannah Fuma of Laos said that negotiations for peace in his country are off to a good start and that peace will soon be restored to all of Indochina. The American League wins the World Series. Details after this from State Farm.
We all hope the good times never leave us behind. We face our tomorrows with some peace of mind.
She's a curious mixture of cake mix and cologne, your wife. For 100 reasons you can't get along without her. If you had to pay others to do all she does, consider what it would cost. That's why there's wife insurance from State Farm Life. It helps take care of extra financial needs if something happens to her. Or it can provide added cash for you both at retirement. See your State Farm agent about wife insurance. You can't afford to be without it. Any more than you can afford to be without her.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there.
Once again, Lee McCarthy.
Gene Tennis drove in 2 runs and Raleigh Fingers pitched out of an 8th-inning jam Sunday as today as the Oakland A's beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-2 and won the World Series. A's manager Dick Williams was there for the presentation of the trophy.
Listen, I saw one of those 5 years ago, and I'm sure happy to see my captain holding it right now because I had one other shot at it. That's a beautiful thing, and it belongs right here. And I'm not taking anything away from Cincinnati. They're great.
An excited Oakland A's manager, Dick Williams. The winning pitcher was Raleigh Fingers. The loser, Pedro Bebon. The score again, Oakland 3, Cincinnati 2. President Nixon has repeated his stand on amnesty for draft dodgers and war deserters. In a paid political Veterans Day radio speech, Mr. Nixon said he will not make a mockery of the sacrifices of veterans by offering amnesty or by surrendering to the enemy. Mr. Nixon said he has surpassed his goal of placing 1 million veterans in jobs or training programs. The Harris poll out this weekend shows President Nixon leading Senator McGovern 59% to 34% in the presidential preference of voters. But in an appearance on the NBC News program Meet the Press, the poll taker said there's still time to turn things around. Paul Duke reports from Washington.
Pollster Lou Harris said President Nixon is headed for a landslide victory unless there is a shift in voter sentiment during the next 2 weeks. He said this possibility could not be ruled out because several things are now helping Senator McGovern.
One, 66% of the voters feel that Senator McGovern is right to emphasize the so-called profiteering on the wheat deal with Russia. We find 61% feel that Senator McGovern is right to charge close ties between the Nixon administration and big business. And finally, we do find that the Watergate episode is beginning to take some hold, and we find it's making some dents into Mr. Nixon now.
But Harris said McGovern still has a major problem in that a majority of voters have more confidence in President Nixon to deal with the country's difficulties. Paul Duke, NBC News, Washington.
A Turkish airliner with 81 persons aboard was hijacked to Sofia, Bulgaria by 4 armed men. The pilot and a passenger were wounded by gunfire. They and 2 women with children were permitted to leave the plane. The remaining passengers and crew are still aboard. The hijackers are demanding now to be flown to Cuba. Earlier, they had demanded the release of a terrorist involved in the killing of an Israeli diplomat in Istanbul. Helicopters and skin divers attached to the U.S. 6th Fleet have joined in the search for survivors of the crash of an Olympic Airlines plane, which crashed into the sea near Athens with 53 persons aboard. 19 persons swam 500 yards to safety in choppy seas. The remaining 34 aboard the twin-engine turboprop are presumed dead, most of them trapped in the plane, which sank minutes after crashing. In Alaska, the search for the plane carrying House Majority Leader Hale Boggs and 3 others has shifted with the news that the pilot may have headed for Sitka instead of Juneau. The pilot of the plane apparently had selected Sitka as an alternate landing site. The Boggs party has been missing since Monday when the plane disappeared after taking off from Anchorage. The Big Four powers have announced they'll meet tomorrow to discuss the plans of East and West Germany to apply for admission to the United Nations. The hour's top story, presidential advisor Henry Kissinger has had two meetings today with South Vietnam's President Chu and one with Premier Lon Nol in Cambodia in an effort to arrange a Vietnam peace settlement. Lee McCarthy, NBC News.
Listen on the hour for NBC Monitor News. Monitor Music. Lester Flatt's coming along now with a little Foggy Mountain Breakdown. To sing. You monitor singers are really marvelous, and I thank you. By the way, this is Art Fleming here at the Big M Monitor on a Sunday in October, and a little bit later on, not too far away, we're going to have Joe Garagiola talk all about that seventh game in the World Series. Right now, though, Monitor Music, and the lady who can belt them out with the best of them, Vicky Carr.
Put down the knitting, the book, and the broom. Time for taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow the horn, start celebrating, right this way, your table's waiting, no use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum, come to the cabaret, come taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow your heart, start celebrating, right this way, your table's waiting. Start by admitting, from cradle to tomb, isn't that a long way? Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Great tune, enhanced even further by that lovely Vicky Carr, Cabaret. But now, here's a lady you'd like to know a little bit better, I'm sure.
Well, And I said this was a do-nothing administration.
See the television special of the year and political spoof of all time, Gershwin's Of the I Sing, Tuesday evening, October 24th on CBS. Consult your local TV listings.
Preceding non-political announcement paid for by AMF, sponsors of the I Sing.
How exciting. You know, my friends, today marked the finale in the World Series. The final chapter played out in Riverfront Stadium, Cincinnati. Joe Garagiola was there, and here's his analysis of the seventh and final game.
You know, managers like to tell you that they're not going to make changes in a World Series and just go with the same lineup that got them here in the first place. Well, when that seventh game rolled around today, Oakland manager Dick Williams really shook up his lineup. This big slugger Mike Epstein was on the bench. Catcher Gene Tennis replaced Epstein at first base. Dave Duncan went behind the plate. Angel Mangual replaced George Henrich in center field, and Matty Alou went from second place in the batting order to fifth. In the top of the first inning, with one man out, Mangual hit a line drive to center field, and Bobby Tolan moved in for it and almost immediately realized that he had made a mistake. The ball carried. Tolan jumped, but it was off his glove. It was a three-base error. One out later, Mangual scored on a bad hop single by Tennis. In the bottom of the fourth, Joe Morgan walked. Blue Moon Odom threw over to first base repeatedly, trying to hold Morgan close. Finally, Odom did throw to the plate. Morgan broke for second, and Dave Duncan, with a great throw, got him at second base. Morgan was thrown out in an attempted steal. In the fifth inning, Odom still had that 1-0 lead, but then Tony Perez opened the inning with a double. One out later, Geronimo drew a walk, and the count on Concepcion went to 2-1, and here comes the move. Williams made a move. He brought in his ace, Catfish Hunter. Hunter threw 2 more balls to Concepcion, so the bases were loaded with one man out. Hal McRae pinched it for Billingham, and he hit one, looked like it was going to be a home run, but it was a long fly ball right up against that center field wall. Tony Perez scored with the tying run. Oakland regained the lead in the top of the sixth. Campanaris opened against Bourbon with a single, and 2 outs later, he was at third. And then it was successive doubles by Tennis and Bando. Tennis has had a tremendous series. Clay Carroll came in to pitch for the Reds. He walked Alou intentionally, and Duncan was safe on an error. Dick Green was the scheduled hitter, and usually Dick Williams makes an early move with Green. Very rarely does he get the bat, even as early as the third or fourth inning, but today he was allowed to bat, struck out, and that ended the inning. In the Reds' eighth, the wheels were really spinning. Rose opened with a single. Williams brought in Holtzman to pitch, and Morgan doubled. Williams brought in Fingers to pitch, and that brought up Joe Haig to pinch hit for a pinch hitter. Julian Javier, who was announced. Haig popped up. Bench was intentionally passed. And by the way, that was the lead run intentionally walked. That loaded the bases, and Perez drove in a run with the fly ball to right field. Menke flied to left to end the inning, and the A's were 3 runs ahead, 3-2, a 1-run lead that they had. And that's really the way this game ended. A very exciting series. Plenty of emotions. Charlie Finley, after the game, along with his manager Dick Williams, standing on top of that dugout with their wives, crying, kissing, hugging, and what have you, as the A's win the World's Championship. The final score of this seventh game, Oakland 3, the Reds 2, a tremendous series. It was emotionally packed.